Welcome back. This is an advanced composition lesson in Ableton Live, and we're focusing on a very specific jungle superpower, melodic restraint. Because in authentic jungle, the track often feels melodic without being melody-led. The emotion isn't coming from a big chord progression or a constant topline. It comes from urgency in the breaks, bass movement, implied harmony, and these tiny motif fragments that show up like signals, hooks that whisper instead of shout. By the end, you're building a 32-bar jungle drop, rolling break-based drums, a sub plus a mid-bass that carries the story, a two- or three-note micro-motif used sparingly, and Atmos and ear candy that support without cluttering. The goal is that the track feels musical and hooky, but the melody never hijacks the groove. All right, let's set this up so your decisions naturally stay jungle. Set your tempo between 165 and 172 BPM. I like 170 as a sweet spot. Pick a key center with weight. F minor, G minor, D sharp minor, whatever fits your samples, but commit to one home bass. Now create four groups: drums, bass, music, and effects or atmos. Here's a discipline trick that changes everything. Pull the music group down right now, like minus 6 to minus 10 dB below your drums. This forces you to compose like a jungle producer. If the musical parts are quiet, you stop writing long melodies and start writing moments. Step 1. Build a rhythm that already feels melodic. Melodic restraint is way easier when the drums provide phrasing. You want the breaks to feel like they're talking. Grab a classic break, amen. Think Hot Pants style and drop it into simpler. Put simpler into slice mode, slice by transients, and set playback to trigger. Now you can play the slices like drum hits. Make a tight 2-bar loop. The requirements are simple. A strong backbeat, so your snare is firmly on 2 and 4. A few ghost notes at low velocity so the groove breathes, and one signature moment at the end of bar 2. That signature can be tiny. A little snare extra. A micro fill. A quick reversal. Just something that says, this phrase ends here. Now process the drums group, but don't overdo it. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz. Clean out the sub garbage. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're not flattening it, you're just aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction to glue the slices into one instrument. Add saturator with soft clip-on. 2 to 5 dB of drive usually brings that density and tapish urgency. Optional. Drum bus, but keep it subtle. Jungle doesn't need huge EDM boom. You're trying to make the break feel alive, not make it explode. Teacher note. If the drums have conversation and shape, your melody can be minimal punctuation instead of a full-time narrator. That's the whole game. Step 2. Write the bass as the main melody, without sounding like a lead. In jungle, the bass line often is the tune, so we'll build it in two layers. Sub for foundation, mid-bass for character. First, the SUB track. Use operator. Oscillator on a sine wave. Keep the envelope tight. Attack basically instant. Sustain full. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so it doesn't click off. Put utility after it. Turn mono on. If you've got bass mono, use it. Then add sidechain compression from your drums if needed. Don't automatically slam it, just make room for the snare and the kick energy. Now, write a bassline that moves but stays restrained. Limit yourself. 1 to 4 notes total across 2 bars. Not 4 notes every bar, 4 notes in the whole phrase. The excitement comes from rhythm and octave jumps, not constant new pitches. If we're in F minor, a classic move is living on F and E flat, maybe a C occasionally. You can do held notes under the snares and little offbeat pushes. Try making the rhythm do the talking. Now the mid bass. This is motion and pressure, not melody. Use wave eatable. Start with something simple like a saw or basic shapes. Keep unison low 2 to 4 voices, subtle amount. Filter it with an LP24, and keep the cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 800 Hz zone. You'll move it later. Add auto filter for gentle movement. Sync an LFO to 1/8 or 1/4, but keep the amount small. Then a touch of saturator or amp for grit. And EQ8 to cut below about 120 Hz so it never fights the sub. Restraint rule. If your mid bass starts sounding like a lead, you've drifted. Pull the filter down, shorten the notes, or lower the level. It should feel like the bass is breathing, not singing. Extra coaching concept here. Aim for tonal certainty without melodic density. You can make the listener feel grounded by reinforcing one home note and one mood note, even if you never play a full chord. Step 3. Create the micro motif hook. 2 to 3 notes max. This is where advanced producers either win or accidentally ruin the whole drop, because the moment you overwrite, Jungle stops feeling like jungle. Pick one sound source for your motif: a classic stab, a vocal chop, a thin Reese ping, or a filtered Rhodes or piano hit. Just one main motif voice. Let's do the classic jungle stab with stock devices. Create a stab track and load simpler in classic mode. Drop in a short chord stab sample. If you don't have one, you can quickly synth a chord in Wavedable and resample it, but keep it short. In simpler, use a low-pass filter and keep the cutoff somewhere between 1 and 4 kHz, depending on how dark you want it. Shape the amplitude envelope so it's percussive short decay, not a long sustain. Now add echo. Dotted eighth or quarter time is a great jungle feel. Keep feedback around 15 to 30%. Inside echo, filter the low end so it doesn't smear your bass roll off everything below about 250 Hz. Add reverb after, but keep it dark. Decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Low cut 300 to 500 Hz. High cut around 5 to 8 kHz. Now compose the motif. Two notes is enough. In F minor, something like a flat to F can feel instantly jungle without being a melody line. Here's the key. Don't repeat it every bar. Make it a reward. Put it once every 2 or 4 bars. Even less at first. And use implied harmony. Instead of full chords, hint at them. Root plus minor 7th. Or 5th plus minor 3rd. 1 or 2 tones can suggest a whole chord without filling the spectrum. More coach notes. Avoid resolving too often. If your motif keeps landing on the root at phrase ends, it starts to feel like a cute song instead of a tense rave record. Try ending on the 5th or the minor 7th. It keeps the question mark alive. Step 4. Arrange with permission windows. This is the secret arranging move. Melody is only allowed to exist in certain windows. Everywhere else, the groove and the bass are the main characters. Here's a simple 32-bar drop plan. Bars 1 to 8. Full drums and bass. No motif for the first 4 bars. Then introduce the motif once, maybe in bar 5 or bar 7. You're teaching the listener to wait for it. Bars 9 to 16. Add a second texture like a pad or a quiet Atmos. The motif shows up once every 4 bars. Add one tiny variation, maybe pitch one note up or down, but keep the identity. Bars 17 to 24 is the switch, the intensify section. Do more with drum edits. Extra ghost snares, micro fills. Change bass rhythm, not bass notes. The motif can appear twice here, still restrained. Bars 25 to 32, release tension by stripping something for 2 bars. Remove hats, or mute the mid bass briefly. Then give the motif a final statement around bar 31 or 32 with a longer tail. Put locators in arrangement view. Drop A, switch, release, and commit. When you commit to where the motif is allowed, you stop endlessly noodling. Advanced variation idea. One motif, multiple identities without adding notes. Duplicate your motif into 3 versions. Dry, dub, and ghost. Same MIDI, different filtering and space. Rotate which one appears every 8 bars and it feels like development, but you didn't actually write more music. Step 5. Create melody through automation instead of more notes. If you feel like you need more melody, first reach for contrast, space, and automation. Notes come last. On the music group, add an AU filter and automate the cutoff to open slightly during bars 17 to 24. Automate reverb dry slash wet or a reverb send for the last hit of a phrase. Use utility gain for tiny dips when the drums need to punch through, and a huge one. Automate EQ instead of adding layers. A gentle high shelf that only lifts during motif moments can make the hook pop without turning it into a lead. Also, microtiming is a stealth melody tool. Nudge the motif hits by 10 to 25 milliseconds earlier or later, so it speaks. In Ableton, you can convert the motif to audio and nudge in arrangement. Or use groove and MPC style swing and commit it lightly with a low timing percentage. You're not trying to sound drunk, you're trying to sound alive. Step 6. Let atmosphere do some musical work. Authentic jungle often uses pads, field recordings, or distant vox to imply harmony. It's like the environment is in key, even when nothing is playing chords. Create an Atmos track. Use vinyl noise, rain, a crowd, an old movie texture, or a one-shot vocal that you stretch and blur. Chain suggestion. EQ 8 to remove lows below 150 to 300 Hz. Auto filter with very slow movement. Hybrid reverb on a dark hall or a convolution room. Optional redux very subtly for grit. Keep Atmos quiet. It should be felt more than heard. If you notice it as a lead, it's too loud or too bright. You can even key lock an Atmos without chords. Put the noise in simpler. Loop it, tune it a few semitones, and add a narrow EQ boost in the root area so the whole track feels harmonically anchored. That's tonal certainty with basically no melodic density. Before we wrap, let's hit the common mistakes so you can catch yourself fast. First mistake, writing a full 8-bar chord progression. Jungle rarely needs it. Use implied harmony and a repeated tonal center. Second mistake, motif every bar. If it plays constantly, it stops being a hook and becomes clutter. Third, too many layers in the midrange, roughly 300 Hz to 3K Hz. Breaks plus stabs plus res plus pads equals instant mush. Practice register discipline. Sub lives around 35 to 90 Hz. Mid bass around 120 to 600. Motif, pick either low mids, like 200 to 800, or upper mids, like 1 to 3K. But don't let it dominate both lanes. Fourth, melody fights the snare. If your motif hits right on 2 and 4 with lots of presence, you're literally punching your own backbeat. Either move the motif rhythmically, shorten it, or carve space with EQ and timing. Fifth, musical elements too bright. Jungle is often dark, dusty. Let the cymbals handle brightness. Filter the music. Now, quick pro tips for darker, heavier vibes. Use minor second tension sparingly. In F minor, a quick G flat as a super short passing note can add menace without turning into a new melodic phrase. Try a shadow layer of the motif, duplicate the motif track, pitch it down an octave, distort it quietly, low pass it around 1 to 2 kHz, and blend it way down, like minus 18 to minus 24 dB. You'll feel it more than hear it, and it adds weight. Resample the motif to audio and degrade it. Freeze and flatten. Set warp to beats transient mode. Do tiny timing shifts, add redux and EQ. It starts to sound found, not played. And a sneaky arrangement trick. Answer by absence. Mute the motif exactly when the listener expects it. Let the break carry that moment. That expectation management becomes a hook. Now for a short practice exercise. Time box it. 20 minutes. Make a 16-bar section with strict rules. Your bass line can use a maximum of 3 notes total. Your motif is maximum 2 notes, and it may occur only 3 times in the entire 16 bars. No sustained chords, only stabs, and you must automate one parameter, like filter cutoff or reverb send, to create progression. When you're done, export it and listen quietly. This audio version is shortened for playback.